It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each Thursday, we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Insight Michigan Politics. This morning, Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson proposed new rules that would require more disclosure of who pays for issue ads. Very quickly after that, the Senate approved a bill that would double the amount an individual could contribute to a candidate or a candidate committee after language was added that would block the Secretary of State's proposal. Ken, we have a Republican Secretary of State, Republican Majority Senate, and they're not in agreement about disclosure. What's happening?
Well, what the Secretary of State is trying to do is essentially try to level what is today a very unequal playing field when it comes to financing campaigns. Because right now, a candidate committee like Ken Sikkema for Senate has to disclose everybody who gave any amount of money, and there are severe limits on how much an individual can give. But independent committees do not have to disclose, and there are no limits as to contributions. And that's an unequal playing field that basically drives ever-increasing amounts of money into these independent committees. I really think the Secretary of State was headed down the right path in this attempt to make more equal what is a very unequal playing field. And in fact, what's happening over time is that campaigns are no longer being controlled by candidate committees. It's these independent committees that don't have to disclose, have no limits as to contributions, that are really financing elections these days.
Susan, is this likely to pass the House? And if so, could that impact what we see and hear during the 2014 elections?
I don't think this was a huge priority, but given how quickly it went through the Senate, I think we could see some movement in the House. They certainly have a Republican majority there, and obviously this got an awful lot of Republican support in the Senate. And it would have an impact on the election. I think overall, maybe not as much of an impact as some people might fear who are more from the good government side. I don't say that because we have a great system right now. I say that because Ken is absolutely right. The system that we have for campaign finance is such in Michigan that these independent groups already have so much motivation to play in these elections. That's where nobody has to worry about having their name attached to an issue or a candidate, and so they can give very freely. In reality, doubling the amount that you can give to a candidate probably won't have that much of an impact because so much of these elections are being financed by money that really can't be tracked very easily for these independent groups.
So as we head into 2014, how much is money going to play into the election? Money coming from within the state, money coming from outside of the state?
Well, money is the mother's milk of politics. Money matters in terms of your ability to get your message out. But as I've said earlier, what has happened increasingly over time is that individual campaign committees run by candidates themselves have largely become irrelevant in key races. It's these independent expenditures that don't have to disclose, have no limits, and can accept corporate donations. And that's where all of the money is being funneled today.
Susan, I'll give you the last word.
Money is always extremely important in elections. And, you know, we've got two pretty high-profile races with the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race. So there's a lot of money that will be flowing in there. I do think the down ticket for these legislative races, it's still going to be very competitive, and a lot of money will be spent there. So I think that there's a reason why Michigan has been named one of the states to look for the most spending in 2014.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.